Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam regarding Imam Hussein. As you know, we have entered the month of Muharram, and here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners and audience our condolences on this most grave and most solemn week and month of Muharram. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam speaks about the events that transpired when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was born. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says the following: when Hussein alayhi salam was born, Allah Most High revealed to Gabriel that a boy had been born to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Allah told him to descend to him, to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to congratulate him and to tell him that indeed Ali's position with respect to you is that of Aaron's position with respect to Moses. This is a reference to a very famous hadith, which is known as Hadith Manzilat, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Anta minni bi manzilati Haruna min Musa." O Ali, your position with respect to me is the same as Aaron's position with respect to Moses, illa. The only thing is that there will be no prophet. La nabiyya ba'di, there will be no prophet after me. In any case, in continuation, this Imam Sajjad said that Allah said, "So name him with the name of Aaron's son." Allah told Gabriel to tell the Prophet to name the Imam Hussein with the name of the Prophet Aaron, his son. So Gabriel alayhi salam descended upon the Prophet, congratulated him on behalf of Allah, and then said, "Verily, Allah commands you to name him with the name of Aaron's son." He, meaning the Prophet Muhammad, was asked, "And what is his name?" Meaning, what is the name of the Prophet Harun, the Prophet Aaron, his son? He replied, "Shubair." So the Prophet said, "But my language is Arabic." Shubair is, I guess, a Hebrew word. The Prophet asked the angel Gabriel to tell him what would be the equivalent in Arabic of the word Shubair. What would be the Arabic equivalent of the word Shubair? So the angel Gabriel said, "So name him Hussein," which is its Arabic equivalent. So this is what happened when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was born, what transpired. So in fact, the name of Imam Hussein itself alludes to one of the virtues of the commander of the faithful. If we pay attention to it, even his name itself, it points to and alludes to and reminds people of one of the virtues and one of the distinguishing characteristics of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that is that Imam Ali alayhi salam's position with the Prophet is similar to the position of Aaron with Moses. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the birth of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد